we just do things kind of haphazardly and say, oh yeah, okay, this is all right. I've got this crop, I've got this field, I've got these critters, I've got this work, I've got this responsibility, I've got this set of clothes, I've got that set of shoes, I'll do this, I'll do that, and that's all it is. Life is living from day to day. Without much thought about God, without much prayer to the Lord, without much concern about asking the Lord's favor upon this, that, or the other, we find ourselves not thinking about the sick, pray for them, not thinking about the needy and pray for them, not thinking about the service that we could render to those who are in times of distress. And are we that much better than the people of the world at large who have no concept of the judgment, no fear of the Lord's name being in the book of life, my name being in the book of life, no concern about that? Are we much different when we have these things going on in our lives, not so much unlike people who don't believe that judgment is going to take place? It comes to our thoughts and minds to say, since most of the references to the judgment are given to the people of the Lord, to tell others, their friends and neighbors, to tell others, that's the idea that we should really treat seriously within ourselves. You know, we think about the Lord's forgiveness. We think about how mighty and wonderful His forgiveness is. Back in the book of Isaiah, two places bring upon us the greatness of God and bring us upon us the forgiveness of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 55, in verses 8 and 9, He said, "My ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. My thoughts are not your thoughts. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." We need to really pay attention to what the Lord has said. He is wonderful and wonderful and great. But then the passage that comes from Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, in the which it is noted, "The hand of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot save, and His ear is not full of deafness, it's not dumb that He cannot hear. But your sins and your iniquities have hid His face and covered His ears so He will not hear." Is He talking about sins that they recognize, we shouldn't be here, we should be doing this, oh Lord, forgive us for this? Oh no, no, they were not that humble. That's the way we ought to be. We ought to be very humble, as we'll get to 1 John 1 in just a minute. We ought to be very humble like that. But the people of His day and time to whom Isaiah is writing, they were not humble about that at all. And the Lord said, "My ears don't hear you, and I can hardly look upon you. You're wicked and you have no repentance." Now that's the circumstance of Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Sad is that situation. But it doesn't have to be that way. They could have been like Isaiah. "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Command, I will obey." They could have been like Jeremiah. "Oh Lord, now then, I know that the way of man is not in himself that walketh to direct his own steps." We could be like these great prophets of God and humble ourselves before the Lord. And in 1 John 1, John thought we could. For 1 John 1, beginning verse 9, he says, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." He goes on to remind them, "Don't let us say we have no sin. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." And then opens chapter 2 of 1 John, chapter 2, and says, "My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. Intend to get out here in the world and don't sin. Intend not to say those words. Intend not to do those deeds. Intend not to betray the love of God. intend that. Do your best, but in spite of that, if you do sin, remember we have an advocate to the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation, not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. What's the Lord ready to do? He's ready to pardon. What am I ready to do? I'm ready to embrace the one who loves me so much, he's ready to pardon. I'm ready to embrace that one, embrace that love, and that judgment scene will be no problem and no difficulty to me. I'll leave this world with a great hope that at that judgment scene, my name will be written in that book of life, that I plan for that name to be written in that book of life, that my deeds and activities have been of such nature that it will be a reward of the Lord rather than face the terror of the Lord. I'll be the individual described there in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. We will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in the body according to what we've done, whether it be good, that'll be me, whether it be evil. I'll find myself doing because I have treated seriously the judgment.
Now this lesson is particularly for those that are members of the Church of our Lord, because the letters written were particularly encouraging them to be faithful to the Lord in view of the coming judgment. But what about those that are not yet in Christ? Remember the passage in 1 John chapter 1? Well, earlier in that chapter, it is noted, these are people who are in fellowship with the Father and the Son. These are the people that confess their sins one to another and pray one for another and confess their wrongs to God, and He will pardon them. Whom are these people? They're in fellowship with the Father and the Son. How do you come into fellowship with the Father and the Son? In Galatians chapter 3, beginning verse 24, it takes a living faith. A living faith that is baptized into Christ and puts on Christ, it is noted there. As a result of that living faith, one turns from sin and turns into the Lord. Being immersed into Christ, he finds himself in the waters of baptism enjoying a newfound relationship with the Lord. We hope that you'll do that today and be ready for the judgment.